2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Let's talk about this headline in USA Today, why Gen Z and millennials feel that their parents, what their parents had is impossible now. So they can't buy into that American dream. That's the bottom line. They feel like they cannot buy into the American dream.
Well, they kind of can't. If we're being completely honest, I want my kids to work hard. I want them to have aspirations. Mm-hmm. But what I experienced, I got into my first home at a fraction of the cost that it's costing them now. And even adjusted for inflation, it's still 30, 40% more than what I got into. So, yeah, home ownership is not a slam dunk anymore. It's not a guarantee.
And USA Today does a great job of breaking this down by experience through the eyes of different, 20-something and 30-something-year-olds. I'm going to get to some of those stories in just a moment. But here's where, for some of us, our kids, if they're in their late 20s, are at, and in their if they're in their 30s, this is what they're feeling. 65% of Gen Zers, okay, that's the swath of Gen Zers. 74% of millennials say they believe they are starting further behind financially than earlier generations at their age. So, if we're at, mile 100 right now, they feel like they're at mile negative 100. That's frustrating for them and concerning.
I think kids have always had a problem with expectations. They also think that they deserve what their parents have, not realizing that their parents have accumulated these things many times over decades. So I think there is a lack of patience that I've noticed with kids these days. There's a lack of patience.
Matt is quoted in this USA Today article. He says, it's a rising cost of living, high inflation, even higher mortgage rates, no more pensions that scare him. He lives in New York. Brandon lives in Texas, and they are going, it sounds like going around the nation, talking to different 20-something and 30-something-year-olds to get their perspectives. And Brandon says he lives in Texas. He graduated college 2 years ago with a business marketing degree, and he's struggling to get a job in his field.
Yeah, and that we have, oddly enough, Debbie, it seems like this week we've hit on so many of these topics. Mm-hmm. But we've seen recently, when you're talking about a degree, the return on investment is not what it used to be, especially for kids that were born in the 80s and 90s. It's not guaranteed that when you graduate with a degree that you're going to be able to find a good paying job with that degree.
Audrey, she lives in Honolulu. Oh, you know what her concern is. She'll never be able to afford a home. I mean, family home price there, median home price in 2022 was $1.1 million. So a lot of times I've heard that, your home ownership will be your biggest windfall financially because of the appreciation. If you can't afford to buy one and get into one, then financially it kind of leaves you stuck.
There's a couple things that pop into my brain. Number one, the market will adjust. If it is truly the case that nobody can afford a home, then the housing market completely and totally collapses. So the housing market can't go so extreme that it prices everybody out of a home. So the market will naturally correct itself to allow the majority of Americans to purchase a home. I am convinced of that. Otherwise, you'd be working with just the richest of all of us, and you'd be only servicing a small fraction of people.
Caitlin, are you a Gen Zer or are you a millennial?
I'm a millennial.
Barely.
Barely. I mean, I was born in 95. We researched this yesterday. Gen Z starts in 96, so that's the reason I know that. But yeah, so barely millennial.
So Caitlin is our amazing producer. Love having her on the team. Actually, she's the captain of the team. How do you feel?
I feel overwhelmed. To put it like, everything you just said is extremely relatable. It's just like, I feel like the expectation thing, but it's because I was raised a way where it was hard and it was a goal, but it was like way more attainable than what it seems like now. I constantly feel like I'm just like clawing to get to something, some sort of stability with financial stuff mostly. But I think the home buying is one that in my mind I was pretty set on. Like, I wanted to buy a home within the next few years. That was a couple years ago. And I'm 28. 30 would be a nice goal. I still have time to do that. But that, I've really kind of let that go a little bit because it's like, it's way too hard right now. There is not a place for that in my life at all because I'm still just trying to scrape the surface. But I don't think my family had a lot of money, but I have the stability here. My parents bought a home around my age, I believe. So it's just overwhelming. And you just feel like you're drowning all the time.
Is it difficult to separate the generations? So you look at the timeline and the benchmarks of your parents and you think, oh, well, that's where I should be. When maybe it needs to be delayed an extra 5 years. Maybe you're buying your first home instead of at 28 at 32 or 33.
Yeah. Which I don't know if it's hard. It's kind of what you had set in your mind of like, okay, this is a good benchmark, which 30 I think is almost older than what most people did at that time. I think my parents kind of had started that foundation a little later. But I do think that I personally can give myself the grace of not having to compare myself to other people, but I know that that's not the case. And the expectation from my parents and other people in that generation is where the pressure comes in.
I agree. So I was thinking, as you were saying, I feel like I'm drowning all the time. First of all, I got choked up because I mean, that's a hard emotion to deal with all the time where you're just, okay, money and I got this and then now houses just got more expensive and cars are off the rails expensive, the price of gas and but I do feel as though there is some pressure from parents. Mm-hmm. I feel I'm guilty of it to some degree. It's like, you got to, you know, this is the timeline of life. And, well, you know, and when are you going to have children? Yeah. You know? And so I think this is a moment for parents to sit back and ask their kids, their adult kids, how do you feel?
Yeah.
And if you feel like Caitlin on KSL News Radio, that you're drowning all the time, how can I help? And I don't necessarily mean that help has to be financial, but what can I do to be there for you? Caitlin, thank you so much, as always, for everything you do for the show and also telling us about how you feel.
Yeah, and I think part of it is we do need to think differently. Just because it worked in the past a certain way does not guarantee that it's going to work for the kids these days. The experiences that we've had, the paths we have taken, may not apply to the kids these days, and we have to be adaptable and maybe humble enough to realize that just because it worked for us, it doesn't necessarily guarantee it's going to work for them.
I want to remind you, you can always check out our stories and our segments at kslnewsradio.com, where we post our podcasts. And also, I'm looking through the glass. There's Maria. She's lined up, ready to go.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.